Welcome to the standing yoga session of this mindfulness-based stress reduction class. I invite you to start the session by coming into mountain pose. Bringing awareness first to the feet, which ideally are parallel and about hip width apart. And then starting by bringing awareness to the sensations of your feet in contact with the floor or in contact with the yoga mat. And then just slowly starting to sweep with awareness up through the body, up through the legs, up through the hips and the pelvic area, up through the torso and into the shoulders, feeling the arms just gently resting at your sides. The head and the neck and the shoulders all in line, if that feels okay for your body. And I invite you in particular to check in with the angle of the hips and the pelvis to just see which particular position feels best to you and brings the most stability to the pose. And then checking in with the shoulders to be sure that they're relaxed, but that they're just gently drawn back to open the chest just a little bit, helping you be more present in this moment. I invite you to bring awareness to the felt sense of this mountain pose today. Noticing any sensations that there are to notice. Noticing any particular thoughts that are present right now. Any emotions. And just inviting all of this to be part of your practice today. Nothing needs to be rejected, nothing needs to be pushed away. Everything can be welcomed onto the mat, welcomed as part of your mindfulness practice, with a quality of kindness and curiosity and welcome for whatever's here right now. And now I invite you from this mountain pose, this position of strength and stability and flexibility, I invite you to allow the hands and arms to just gently start to lift away from the sides of the body. Allowing them to gently raise up so that the palms of the hands are facing the floor. And when the hands and arms are parallel to the floor, you can just gently rotate the wrists so the palms are facing up and then continue this movement upwards with the hands and arms just to the point where it feels good for you. If it's okay for your body, you can continue this movement, bringing the hands right above the head with the arms straight, fingertips pointing up towards the ceiling. I invite you to feel into the contact of the feet with the floor, and then feeling that sensation of the body stretched out and long from the feet all the way up through the fingertips as you then reach through the shoulders, stretching the fingertips up towards the ceiling, feeling the felt sense of this movement and breathing. then relaxing the shoulders. Feeling into the felt sense of what's available in your field of awareness right in this moment. And then I invite you to reach up through the right arm, up through the right shoulder, stretching the right hand up towards the ceiling, and just feeling that stretch through the right side of the body. Breathing, and then relaxing the right arm and the right shoulder, and then switching sides, stretching up through that left shoulder, up through the left arm, reaching with that left hand towards the ceiling, and feeling the stretch through the whole left side of your body. Feeling the connection of the feet with the floor, and staying present with the breath. And then relaxing that left shoulder. And then from this position, with both arms above the head, both hands, fingers pointing up towards the ceiling, just allowing the hands to gently start to flow back down towards the earth. I invite you to stop when the arms are parallel to the floor. And then when you're in this T position, I invite you to flex the wrists so the fingers are pointing up towards the ceiling. You'll feel a nice, gentle stretch through the wrist. And then I invite you to imagine as if you're going to press the walls on either side of you, going to touch the walls with the palms of your hands. Just stretching through the shoulders and through the arms, pressing outwards, and then releasing and relaxing, allowing the hands to come back in line with the arms, parallel to the floor, and then continuing with that slow movement, allowing the arms to gently drift back down to your sides. Feeling the felt sense of this movement and breathing. Coming back into mountain pose and just taking a moment to check in and to notice any difference in the sensations or the thoughts or the emotions that are in your field of awareness right now as compared to a few minutes ago when you first came into mountain pose. And whatever the situation may be, I invite you as best you can to welcome what's here right now with a quality of kindness and curiosity. And now, once again, I invite you to slowly start to lift the hands and arms away from the body. I invite you to be aware of the sensations down through your feet as well as the hands and arms lift away from you. We're going to bring them back through the same 180-degree arc up to whatever spot is comfortable for you. But if it's okay for your body, bringing the hands back above the head. Arms are straight, but the elbows are relaxed. Standing in this variation of the mountain pose. And then when you're ready, I invite you to bring the hands and the arms over to the right as your left hip shifts out to the left, coming into the crescent moon pose. Staying present with the connection with the floor and the sensations of the stretch through the entire left side of the body. Staying present with the breath. And then coming back up to the neutral position. And then switching sides, bringing the hands and arms over to the left as your right hip shifts out to the right. Coming into this crescent moon pose. Bringing awareness to any sensation, any thought, any emotion. And coming back up to neutral with the hands and arms straight above your head. And then once again, just allowing them to gently drift back down to your sides, noticing the felt sense of this movement. There's no rush, just being with this moment right now. And as you come back into mountain pose, again, I invite you just to check back in with your experience, to notice what there is to notice, just allowing it to be present. Even noticing that sensations, thoughts, and emotions, they arise in our field of awareness, and then they pass away. The thing that stays constant is the field of awareness itself. So now from this position in the mountain pose, we're going to do some stretches for the shoulders and the neck. I invite you to start by lifting both shoulders up towards your ears. And then gently bringing them back and down and forward and up and then back again. I invite you to do two more rotations of this particular direction. Finish those three backward shoulder rolls. I invite you to reverse the direction by bringing the shoulders forward and down and back and up and then forward to then do two more forward shoulder rolls. Staying present with the felt sense of this movement. Staying present with the connection between your feet and the floor and breathing. And then bringing the shoulders back to the neutral position, just resting at your sides, back in mountain pose. I invite you just to check in with the body once again. Just staying present with what's available to you in your field of awareness in this moment. And allowing. And now doing a gentle stretch for the neck. I invite you to really listen carefully to what your body needs, not to press too far in the range of motion here. And just turning the head to the right, just as far as it will go, and be comfortable. And then bringing the head back to the neutral position, and then turning the head to the left, just as far as it's comfortable. And then repeating that same motion two times to each side. Staying present with the breath, staying present with the felt sense of these movements and breathing. And when you're ready, coming back to the neutral position with the head in the middle, looking straight ahead. And then from this position, I invite you to bring awareness to your two legs and to the feeling of how your weight is equally distributed in both legs. And now I invite you to slowly, gently shift all your weight onto your right leg. And when all your weight is on your right leg, I invite you to lift your hands and arms away from your sides so that they're parallel to the floor, making a T with your palms facing down. And then I invite you to lift your left foot just as far as is comfortable for you. You can actually leave your left big toe in contact with the floor if that feels more stable to you. Or you can actually lift that left foot off the floor, lifting that left leg away from the right leg as if it was a scissors. And just lifting that left foot and leg as high as feels comfortable to you as you balance on your right leg, feeling the strength of this pose, feeling how the body makes many little micro movements in order to stay balanced. Feeling into the felt sense of this posture and breathing. And then bringing that left foot back in contact with the floor, bringing your weight once again evenly positioned on both legs. And then I invite you to let the arms just gently come back down to your sides. I invite you to reestablish yourself in the mountain pose, strong and sturdy and flexible. And then just to check in with your body. What is there to notice right now? And breathing. And once again, I invite you to bring awareness down into the legs, noticing how your weight is equally distributed on both legs. Although you might have some different sensations between the two legs because the right leg was just working in order to keep you balanced and upright. I invite you just to notice that, if that's what's available. And now I invite you to slowly shift your weight over onto the left leg so all your weight is on that left leg. And then I invite you to slowly allow the hands and arms to drift away from your sides, coming up to that T position with your palms facing down, and then to lift that right foot and leg away from you to whatever degree is comfortable. Coming into this strong balancing pose on your left leg, feeling that strong contact between the left foot and the floor, feeling any sensations that are available to you in the body, and breathing. And And then once again, bringing that right foot back in contact with the floor, bringing your weight evenly into the two legs, and then allowing the hands and arms to slowly drift back down to your sides. There's no rush with this movement, feeling the felt sense as the hands and arms move through space. Coming back to your sides, I invite you to come back into mountain pose, playing with your posture in any way that you need to in order to come into that optimal feeling of stability and strength and flexibility and breathing. And now I invite you to bring your hands up to your hips. We'll do some easy twisting movements of the torso and the neck and the shoulders. We'll start by turning the head to the right, just as far as it goes that's comfortable for you. And then from there, continuing by turning just the upper torso, just turning the shoulders so that you're looking back over your right shoulder, keeping the hips stationary. So you're not going to turn the hips at all here, just the head and the shoulders, staying present with the sensations of this movement, of this particular posture, staying present with the breath, staying present with the contact of your feet with the floor. And then when you're ready, starting by turning the shoulders, bringing them back to that neutral position where they're facing forward, and then following with the head and the neck, so that the head, the gaze is facing forward, back to the neutral position. And then I invite you to reverse this movement to the left, turning your head to the left. And when it gets to its natural and comfortable end of its range of motion, then moving the shoulders, turning the shoulders to the left, so you're looking back out over your left shoulder, if that's available to you. And just feeling the felt sense of these movements in the body. As best you can, just recognizing and allowing what's present. Breathing with it. Cultivating the sense of presence right here, right now. And then once again, coming back to the neutral position, this time allowing the shoulders to lead the way. When the shoulders are back square, then you can finish by turning the head so that the gaze is once again straight ahead, back in the neutral position. And then we'll finish this twisting sequence by adding in the hips on this last go around. So once again, starting by turning the head to the right, as far as is comfortable for you, and then starting following with the shoulders around as far as they will go, as far as is comfortable in your range of motion, and then following with the hips. So turning the hips so that your entire torso is in this nice twist position. Being careful to keep the knees stable, the knees pointed straight ahead. Feeling the strong connection between your feet and the earth. Feeling the twist up through the torso, the shoulders and the neck, and breathing. And then unwinding, starting with the twist at the hips by bringing the hips back to center. And then following with the shoulders, slowly feeling the felt sense of these movements, and then finishing by bringing the head back to its neutral position in the center with the gaze straight ahead. And then going to the left, turning the head to the left, and then twisting the shoulders to the left, looking out over that left shoulder. And then following with the hips, twisting the hips so that they're following the head and the shoulder. Twisted to the left. Staying present with sensation and breathing. And then coming back, starting with the hips, bringing them back to the neutral position, following with the shoulders, squaring them up with the wall in front of you, and then finishing by bringing the head back to the center position, the neutral position, with the gaze straight ahead. And I invite you now to just release your hands from your hips, coming back into Mountain Pose, and just noticing whatever there is to notice. What sensations are present right now after having done those twists? Which thoughts are present? Which emotions might be present right now? Just recognizing and allowing. Now, from this mountain pose, we're going to come into a very gentle forward bend. I invite you to be very aware of moving slowly and easily, mindfully, protecting your lower back, especially if you have any history of back issues, protecting your neck, especially if you have any history of neck or shoulder issues, and only doing this particular movement, this particular posture, to a degree that's comfortable for you. So if you feel like you're feeling super strong and flexible tonight, I invite you just to do this gentle forward fold, bringing the fingertips down towards the floor, down towards your toes. If you want to go a little easier tonight or today, I invite you just to gently bend the knees and to just bring your fingertips or your hands down in contact with your knees. And then, of course, you can do any gradation in between those two options. Just moving slowly and mindfully, listening to the needs of your body and breathing. And then from whatever position that you're in with this gentle forward fold, I invite you to lift that right hand and arm out straight in front of you so that your fingertips are pointed towards that far wall. And you can either have your gaze pointing down towards the floor, or if it's okay for you, you can gently lift your head so that you're looking in the direction where your fingertips are pointing with your right hand. And breathing and bringing awareness to the felt sense of this particular pose and being present right here, right now. And now releasing that right hand and arm, bringing them into a comfortable position on your right leg or wherever that's comfortable for you on the right side of your body, and then lifting that left hand and arm out straight so that the arm is parallel to the floor, the fingers pointing towards that far wall, and you can either be looking down at the floor or you can gently lift your head to look at that far wall. Just breathing and feeling. noticing what's here for you right now. And then releasing that left hand and arm. Coming back up into mountain pose, moving slowly, protecting that lower back. Coming back to the mountain pose with your hands and arms at your sides. And again, just checking in with the body. What do you notice? What's changing from moment to moment? What's stable from moment to moment? And breathing. And now coming into what's called the chair pose, just gently allowing your buttocks to drop down towards the floor, bending the knees just to the degree that's comfortable for you, bringing the hands and arms out in front of you, parallel to the floor, stretched out in front, and then just imagining to whatever degree is comfortable for you that you're sitting down in a chair, feeling that strong contact between the feet and the floor, feeling the strength of the thighs and the calves as they keep you upright in this position, feeling the strength of the low back, the strength of the shoulders, feeling into the felt sense of this chair pose and breathing and even noticing your facial expression or the state of your facial muscles in this moment, seeing if you can bring kind and curious awareness into the face, helping it to relax. And then releasing the hands and arms back down to your legs, and then in any way that's comfortable for you, coming back up into a standing position, bringing the hands and arms to your sides to come back into mountain pose, and feeling into the legs, noticing what there is to notice at the level of sensation after having done that rather strenuous position called the chair pose. And now, from this mountain pose, I invite you once again to notice how your weight is evenly distributed on the two legs. And I invite you to move your hands and arms from your sides to bring them up into the prayer position in front of your chest with the palms touching. This is also called the Namaste position. And now with your hands in this position, I invite you to shift your weight over onto the right leg, feeling how that weight comes completely onto the right leg. And then in whatever way is comfortable to you, I invite you to come into what's called the tree pose. And that is with the left sole, the left foot, the sole of your left foot, just resting against the inner part of your right ankle, or it can be against the inner part of your right calf, or against the inner part of your right thigh. So again, listen to your own needs. Listen to what your body is asking for you with respect to its own ability to balance while doing this particular pose. And just bringing that left foot into whatever position feels stable for you. And then if it's okay for your body, you can just lift the hands from their prayer position straight up past your face until the hands are up above your head, fingertips pointed towards the ceiling, as you come into the full tree pose. Or you can just rest with your hands in front of your chest, or with your hands in any position that feels good for you while your body assumes this particular pose. noticing the strong contact between your right foot and the floor or the mat. Feeling into the felt sense of this pose and breathing. And then releasing the hands back down to your sides, releasing that left leg, bringing it back down in contact with the floor, and bringing your weight once again evenly distributed on the two legs. And then shifting sides. So shifting your weight over onto the left leg, feeling your weight completely on the left leg, bringing the hands up into prayer position in front of your chest, and then lifting that right foot up into whatever position is comfortable for you, either with the sole of the right foot against the inner part of your right ankle, or the inner part of your right calf, or the inner part of your right thigh. And then if it's available to you, you can lift your hands up above your head, just bringing them straight up in prayer position, so the fingers are pointed up towards the ceiling with the arms outstretched above your head, or you can just leave the hands down in the prayer position, whichever feels best for you. Feeling into the strength of this position, feeling the little adjustments that the body has to do in order to stay balanced. Noticing any dialogue in the mind, noticing if there's any evaluating or judging that's happening. And just noticing that and letting that be. And then bringing that right foot back down in contact with the floor, bringing your weight once again back evenly distributed over the two legs, bringing the hands back in front of your chest in prayer position, and then gently releasing the hands and arms back down at your sides, coming back into the mountain pose. And just noticing what there is to notice at the level of physical sensation, at the level of thought, at the level of emotion, and breathing. And now from this mountain pose, I invite you to make a transition down to a sitting position on the mat, in what's called the butterfly pose, with the soles of your feet touching each other, if that's okay for your body. And just taking a moment to play around with this pose called the butterfly. If it's okay for your body, you can just gently, with your forearms and elbows, press down on the legs to create a little bit more stretch through the groin and through the thighs. Or if it's okay for your body, you can just let gravity do all the work, just sitting upright, feeling the points of contact underneath you, supporting the body, feeling into the felt sense of this particular pose, and breathing. And now I invite you to stretch your right leg out in front of you with the sole of your left foot against the inner part of the right thigh. I invite you to feel the firm contact of the contact points, the touch points underneath you supporting the body as you lift the hands and arms up above your head, to then gently fold forward into a forward bend just to the point that's comfortable for your body, respecting any limits in relation to your shoulders and your low back. And then just allowing your hands to come to rest anywhere that's comfortable along your right leg. It could be at the thigh, it could be at the knee, it could be at the calf, it could be at the foot. Feeling into the felt sense of the sensations in the back part of the right leg. I invite you to be aware of any sensations in the shoulders. I invite you to be aware of the breath and to notice how with the exhalation you can just gently allow yourself to fold forward just a little bit more. And then coming back up out of this forward fold, coming back up into a upright seated position, and then switching the positions with the legs. So stretching your left leg out in front of you, bringing the sole of the right foot up against the inner part of the left thigh. And then gently folding forward just as far as is comfortable for you. Bringing the hands to whatever position works for your body today, to the thigh or maybe to the knee, perhaps to the lower leg or the foot. I invite you to be present and aware of physical sensation, to be present and aware of the breath, noticing how you can fold forward just a little bit more with each exhalation. Staying present with the felt sense of this forward fold. And now I invite you to come back up into an upright seated position. And then from here, in whatever way that feels good for your body, moving slowly and mindfully to come into a lying down position on your back, coming into resting pose, treating this transition as a mindful movement. Staying present with the breath, staying present with sensation. And then once you're in the resting pose, lying on your back with your legs straight, your feet just gently falling away from one another, if it's okay for your body, with the palms of your hands facing up towards the ceiling. And I invite you to bring awareness to the points of contact underneath your body, bringing awareness to the sensations of the floor as it supports you. I invite you to bring awareness to the sensations of the breath as the body and the air that surrounds you supports you in being here right now. I invite you to just take a moment to check in, to thank yourself for having taken this time out for self-care, perhaps to share just a little drop of gratitude with yourself for having had the ability to do this practice these last 40 minutes or so. I invite you to bring just a little drop of gratitude to this innate capacity that you have to notice what your experience is in any given moment, and to the best of your ability to choose to bring a kind and curious and welcoming attitude to various sensations, to various thoughts, to various emotions. just recognizing and allowing. And when this recording ends in just the next few seconds, I invite you, for as much as feels comfortable to you, to stay in this resting pose, present with your moment-to-moment experience of the body, of the breath, of sensation, of thought, and of emotion.